Good morning. An Arctic front heading through the region has produced snow showers overnight and now early this morning. Most locations waking up to a dusting up to an inch, maybe two in some spots, with more snow showers coming down out ahead of the front, with temperatures in the teens and wind chills close to zero. The snow will begin to wind down during the morning. Still some leftover snow showers throughout the day, though, behind the front. The wind will increase and at times gust over 20 miles per hour. And most locations will see temperatures falling from our morning readings back down into the single digits through the afternoon. At the same time, with the wind increasing, wind chill values will go below zero. Wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings out for most of the region tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a few snow showers around and a gusty wind. Temperatures will drop on average to between 0 and 10 below, with wind chills as low as 20 to 40 below zero. Not much of a rebound tomorrow, although we will go back to sunshine. It'll continue to be breezy and very cold, with highs only near 10 above and wind chills staying below zero all day long. Clouds will come back on Saturday in advance of the next system, which will emerge out of the lower Mississippi Valley and head into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. We'll get some light snow developing by the end of the day on Saturday, especially in the Catskills, as temperatures reach up into the mid-20s. The exact track of this low beyond this point will determine exactly what we get precipitation-wise, but it looks like a round of mostly snow for most of the region on Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. If enough mild air gets in place, it looks like we could have a changeover to rain, sleet, or freezing rain, particularly from the mid and lower Hudson Valley east into New England early Sunday morning. Precipitation will wind down on Sunday afternoon as temperatures reach up into the 30s. More Arctic air will spill in behind this system for Monday and Tuesday. Brilliant sunshine, but only in the teens, back to the 20s with another chance of snow on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a trough of low pressure ahead of that Arctic front is extending inland and moving northeast along the coast of Maine this morning. This feature will be the focus for heavy snowfall, which will continue throughout the morning. The heaviest snow will be brief but intense, with snowfall rates of 1 to 3 inches per hour at times. Winter storm warnings have been issued for all of Maine and eastern parts of New Hampshire for storm totals of 4 to 8 inches in most places. Behind that front, that next round of frigid Arctic air is settling in over much of the eastern United States and will be here for at least a couple of days. Temperatures will be 25 to 45 degrees below average over portions of the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Wind chill advisories have been issued from the Midwest to pretty much all of the U.S. east of the Mississippi River, including all of the Florida Peninsula. Freeze warnings have been issued for a large part of the southeast, including all of Florida, all the way down to Miami. And Tropical Cyclone Lam is expected to make landfall today on the north coast of Australia with 100-mile-per-hour winds. And on the east coast of the continent, Typhoon Marcia will make landfall with winds of 125 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility with cloudy skies and one above zero, a southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light snow and 16 degrees, the dew point 7, 67% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.65 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 33 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, becoming windy in the lower 20s, Boston mostly cloudy with snow showers in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs 0 to 5 above. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 7 below. The average temperature 10, that's 17 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 3/10 of an inch of snow. For the month now, 29.1 inches. That's 20.9 inches above average. And 69.1 inches for the season, which is 26.8 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 18. the record high 66 set in 1981 and the record low 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy with light snow or snow showers today, early highs in the teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows 5 to 15 below with wind chills 20 to 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few snow showers today, temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 5 below with wind chills as low as 20 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with snow showers today. Early highs in the lower teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight. 0 to 10 below with wind chills 20 to 40 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few snow showers today. Temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below, with wind chills as low as 25 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with snow showers around today, early highs in the teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 10 below, with wind chills as low as 10 to 30 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sun, breezy, and very cold, 10 above. Cloudy with light snow developing late in the day on Saturday and continuing into Saturday night, in the mid-20s for afternoon highs on Saturday. Sunday, snow or mixed precipitation south of I-90 in the morning, increasing sunshine in the afternoon back into the 30s. Mostly sunny, windy, and much colder Monday in the teens, sunny in the teens Tuesday, and another chance of snow on Wednesday with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.